on duty and on air with DK and Cassie. Joining me in studio today, we have, of course, Deputy Kanizi, our student resource officer. And then also, we have Jessica Falkenhagen here with us today, who is the district's safety coordinator. And I know, even as a parent who has kids in the Three Rivers School District, we keep getting these alerts on our phone. I mean, you ever watch The Office?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the woof?
The woof? Yeah.
Yeah. Where like you get the fax, the tweet, the email, the, you know, all of it. I feel like that's what happens now when Parent Square sends something out. We get woofed, which I love. You get the email, you get the phone call, you get the text, because it's a great system to keep all the parents hopefully in the loop and informed if something is ever going on. So clearly between last week and then yesterday, we've had some things happening. So we really want to just lay it out there for parents as to what kind of all of the different levels mean and why we do this. So I'm going to let you take it away and speak as an expert.
Yeah, absolutely. And the idea is just to communicate. Communicate as much as possible with the families, the staff, really everybody in the community that's tied to the school districts. You know, and you know, the main practice right now in Three Rivers School District is we keep all our doors locked at all times. You know, studies are showing that during these emergencies, locked doors are saving lives.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the most important thing. But with what we do, we have what we call our SRPs. And that's standard response protocols. And so with that, a lot of times parents are going to be getting these messages from the school district that are going to say some different things like hold, secure, lockdown, evacuation, or shelter in place. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we've got Jessica Falkenhagen here, who's going to do a little bit deeper dive into some of those things and kind of explain and clear the air on what each of those means.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So first of all, we want to shout out to I Love You Guys Foundation, because that's who comes up with these SRPs, and they are used across the nation. So that way, the key word there is standard. Mm-hmm. So that we're all hearing the same language and using the same verbiage, from law enforcement to medical to parents to everybody. So our goal today is hopefully give some clarity to some of those and be able to understand when you get those messages or you hear something on social media or anything like that, you understand what it is.
Okay.
You can always go to the I Love You Guys Foundation website and you can look those up as well. So they're available there too.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to start with hold. So
yeah, hold. So if you ever come across Synergy or you get information from the school district that says your school is in a holding pattern right now or a hold, really what that means is students are staying in classrooms, they're continuing to learn, and we're really trying to restrict any movement within the hallways.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of times those types of things might happen because there could be a behavioral issue going on in the hallways, or there could be some medical necessity.
We
want to prevent movement from within the school.
Yeah. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Our key with a hold is usually just to protect the rights of a student and the privacy of a student. So if a student has a medical emergency or falls on the playground and something happens, that we're not all watching.
Yeah.
And so the staff will clear the halls and we'll just pause. It's a big pause is what we call it. And so that way we can make way for the appropriate people to come through.
Excellent. Okay.
Right.
Hold.
The next one's secure. And so we've seen that secure pop up a couple times in the last couple weeks. And with that secure, the idea is to get anybody that's outside inside the school. We're locking outside doors. We're securing perimeter fencing.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind that is really to keep any potential danger or issues from gaining access to the school. So we look at that as like there's danger out in the community. We don't want it to come onto school grounds. And that could be something as simple as there's some law enforcement action taking place down the road from a school.
Sure.
We might put a school in a secure just because we don't want it to spill over into the school because of something completely unrelated.
Exactly.
Right.
Again, always being extra cautious is what I'm hearing, that you guys really go above and beyond to like Why treat it one way when we can really just take a couple extra steps and know that we're really going to be good?
Absolutely.
Right. I like that.
And the difference with a secure is you're not going to see any movement on campus. Mm. We are going to limit student movement as much as possible. And if it is necessary to move students after law enforcement tells us that it's okay, but they want us to stay in a secure, it's going to be under the supervision of adults.
Okay.
So you may see one class at a time moving to a different building. When we're in a secure, we also ask, because if you've ever been on Three Rivers campuses, we have lots of buildings.
Yes.
And we ask that we try to get all the students into a main area or space so that they have access to things they may need. They could have access to lunch, water, fountains, bathrooms, things like that.
Right.
But it is all very strategic in how that happens. And we are in constant communication with law enforcement. They're the ones that give us permission to start those slow progressive movements into buildings.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. The next would be lockdown. This is the more intense mm-hmm. alert that people might see. And that lockdown is typically used if there's danger within the school.
Okay.
A lot of times we could use, like in recent, over the last couple of weeks, we've used that lockdown because of some threats that were made initially. But once we determine that it's not an immediacy mm-hmm. issue or an immediate threat, then mm-hmm. we start, like Falkenhagen saying, we start kind of throttling back, moving into a secure.
Okay.
But essentially that lockdown, what we're going to do there is we're going to make sure that everybody's inside the building and we're going to secure the entire school.
Gotcha. All doors locked. Everybody kind of getting down and hunkering down a little bit, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So the big layer for that is because there's an unknown if there is an on-campus threat, and we're giving law enforcement time to figure that out.
Okay.
And so our staff and students are highly trained, thanks to Josephine County Sheriff's Office, is we go into locks, lights, out of sight. Mm-hmm. And it used to be like duck and cover, but there are multiple layers to that based off of history and things that we have learned in the process.
Uh-huh.
But our staff is really trained in all of those things. It's more intense. We try not to keep students in lockdown try to release that as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But again, we are going off of what law enforcement tells us as a Three Rivers School District. And so once we go into one of these situations, we are in constant communication with the sheriff, with our SROs, even other law enforcement agencies that respond. And they're the ones that tell us what to do, how to do it, even what we can say out to the public.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Next would be evacuate. And that essentially is just like your understanding of the word is moving students and staff to a safe location. These types of an evacuation could be due to a power outage. It could be due to a potential fire.
Flood.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
A little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah.
You know, so... But yeah, if you ever see evacuate, essentially what we're doing is we're trying to move students and staff to a safe location that's outside of the building or potentially even off-site.
Okay. Okay.
And we have extensive plans that are called reunification plans mm-hmm. that we have worked very diligently on in regard to what that looks like, where we take the students, how we let parents know where the students are being taken. We don't release that information until, once again, law enforcement tells us what to do.
Yeah.
But we have worked with transportation. Everybody you could think of is part of an evacuation plan because it's all hands on deck. If
right.
you're thinking about our largest school, which is Hidden Valley, all those students, how are we going to move them to a different location, what that looks like? And so it's just a lot of work with community members, partners, not just law enforcement. It takes a big team.
Sure, absolutely. And it sounds like obviously you guys are prepared. And that's a good, safe, secure feeling for parents out there.
Absolutely.
So we want to just really ensure to everybody that there is plans in place. There is steps. This is very methodical. This is very well executed as well. And so we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this is no small task. For sure. And it does. It really truly takes a community. But the idea is we hope, and it's easy to ask this, but trust us, trust the process. You know, I have kids.
Yeah.
Right? And the first thing that I want to do is to run to my kids to protect them and keep them safe. And sometimes, in these heightened moments, these incidents, like one of the things that takes place is sometimes if people start flooding the schools, it divides the attention of law enforcement, where we're trying to focus to ensure the safety of the kids. But now we're dealing with so many different people. And I know that that's a tough thing.
Yeah.
To ask, especially me being a parent, and I know how I would feel.
Right.
You know, but I just hope that people can understand that there is a process and we have a job to do. And that job is to protect and your children. Right?
Exactly.
And so we don't want to divide our attention away from protecting those kids.
Well said. Yeah. Thank you, guys. We've been chatting quite a bit here. So I want to go ahead and also mention before we just go ahead and wrap it up. It's a very special week.
It is. We are super excited. It is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Woo-hoo! Yay! Yeah, I know, teachers, right? Yeah. God bless the educators, man. They take my kids every day. Saints.
Yeah, absolutely. Teachers are the best. I've learned so much from teachers I've had in the past, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And even some of those teachers work for Three Rivers School District.
Yes. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. I mean, we have such a great crew of educators out there. Really just... Mm-hmm. You know, caring about the kids, instilling that love of lifelong learning and knowledge that they're going to be able to take out there into the world. And I know I've seen my kids have just some great relationships with mm-hmm. their teachers. I, of course, have ones that stick out in my mind mm-hmm. that have been a favorite for a long time. I have nieces and nephews now going through the school system that had teachers that I had I was back in middle school. It's just crazy. We have a great group here. And so shout out to all the teachers and educators and everybody as we appreciate them this week.
They're our heroes. Teachers. They're awesome.
They are awesome. And I appreciate both of you guys for taking the time to come in today. I think that this was a very valid and awesome discussion to get to have, right? So we learned some vocab words today, right? We got some teaching on. And so, Ms. Falkenhagen, can you please tell us that website one more time if people are interested in kind of doing a deep dive?
Yeah, all you have to do is just Google I Love You Guys Foundation.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you guys, and we'll do this again every other Thursday, right?
Sounds good.
Awesome. On duty and on air with DK and Cassie wrapping up here on The Leader.